Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools, and today I'm your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. I want to give a shout out to Todd Trantham, who's also the host on some days, and you'll hear him coming up in the next few weeks talking about several things and interviewing some people, including me. Today we're going to spend some time talking about sixth grade participation in school sports. That's new. That's why we're talking about it. My very special guest on the program is Mark Shepherd. He is our student services director in general terms. He wears many, many hats from, you know, drug testing and facilities and safety. But today he's wearing his system athletic director hat. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
He's grinning. We all do. You know, in a small system, we try to cover many, many things. So I guess, Mr. Shepherd, we just need to start with, you know, sort of the historical overview. Where have we been with, you know, sort of middle school, junior high, that kind of sports through the years?
Okay, so in the old days when we were still junior high, of course, we had 7th and 8th grade teams and 9th grade teams, sort of a JV and varsity of the middle school or junior high at that time world. And when middle school became the way we did grades 6, 7, and 8, we were told by Department of Public Instruction that middle schoolers were not going to be able to participate in sports. I'm sorry, 6th graders would not be able to participate in middle school sports. And I think some of the thought process were they weren't developmentally ready for that, either physically or mentally, that they should concentrate on academics. But I think the mindset now is that so many kids are involved in either travel team sports or youth league sports, we're kind of past that hurdle now.
Yeah, and a lot of people have been interested in that. And like you said, they're already playing.
Right.
You know, you name the travel sport or the community sport, youth league, rec league, whatever kind of league. And just about every time I would go down to a high school athletic association, Mr. Kirkpatrick, one of our board members, would say to me, now you ask Hugh Tucker, who's the commissioner of the high school athletic association, about middle school sports. And of course, middle school's a little different. It's really a DPI thing.
Yes.
But we've had a lot of interest in them participating for a while. So now that they're eligible and it's been approved by the state and our local board, who exactly is eligible and what does eligibility look like and what's the general picture there for sixth graders?
Okay, so if you are moved successfully from elementary school to middle school, you will be eligible to participate in sports beginning with the winter sports season of this school year.
Right.
So sixth graders this year will be able to try out for winter sport teams. Moving forward, with the exception of cheerleading, the cheerleaders have already been chosen for this year.
Right.
So cheerleading will begin next year as far as eligibility for sixth graders. This does include all sports with the exception of football. I think the mindset of just the physical build of an eighth grade boy versus a sixth grade boy, and concerns of concussion and bone injuries have left football off the table, but all other sports are eligible to play.
Yeah, and that's a state rule. You know, that's just the state told us we could approve it locally, but they would not allow us to approve football.
Correct.
So you've already mentioned that it would begin in the winter. So what does it really look like for a student? What do they need to be listening out for in terms of announcements, and how do they learn about the teams, and what's that going to look like?
Okay, so around your school, I'm sure they've already been making these announcements to prepare all the students, not just the sixth graders, but you should know that you have to have a current physical, a sports physical by a certified physician, and announcements have been made about that, and also tryout dates. So you're going to have to be ready to, you know, pick up your student late from school on tryout days. So I'm sure these announcements have already been going around the school, and those are the things you should be listening for.
And if you just have a question, if you're a parent or grandparent and you're listening to this and you have a question about, you know, basketball is one of our winter sports, or wrestling, some of that kind of stuff, And you can just call the school directly and ask them. You could call Bethel or Canton or Waynesville Middle and just ask them when are the tryouts for
Absolutely.
The particular sports. And so this is new, and we're part of a conference. And so how's the team configuration, how's that going to look? Where will the sixth graders participate who do make teams? What will that look like, at least early on?
Okay, so our middle school teams participate in the Blue Ridge Conference, which is a middle school conference in Western North Carolina. We are not at this point in time, based on what the conference is doing, going to create JV-style teams or a separate sixth grade team, although there is a lot of interest in doing that in the future. Right now, the sixth graders would simply join the team with seventh and eighth graders if they earn a spot on that team during tryouts.
Right, and then if we have, and we don't know this yet, but if we have a situation where all of the school districts in our conference and schools in our conference allow sixth grade participation, and that's not quite completely determined yet, and then it turns out that lots of sixth graders become eligible and make teams across the conference, then in a year or two or three, you might see a JV-type format. But we couldn't have a sixth grade team here unless we had sixth grade teams to play against
Exactly.
in the conference. So that's what it looks like at this point. They'll just be joining our current teams, and we'll see, you know, what happens as we move forward.
Exactly.
And so there, we've moved for a lot of these students from competitive or recreational community programs to school stuff, and we're, you know, we're the government, like it or not, so we have some required trainings and regulations and procedures that we'll be following. So if you're a parent or grandparent and you're listening, what are some of the things that you could expect for a student who becomes eligible?
Okay, so at some of our schools, students and parents are required to be involved in safety training, including head injury, concussion type training, and sign off that they have received that training even before tryouts, so their student can take part in tryouts.
Yeah, I did that the other night for my high school senior.
Exactly.
You know, who's and it's a swim team thing, but still, you know, you jump in the pool. So I had to go to a training the other night, get all the stuff, and sign off on it.
That'll happen for sixth graders.
Yeah.
And some of those wait until the student has actually made the team. But
Right. In
one form or another, you will be having to have some training as well as your student and sign off to that effect.
Okay. And then just, you know, concussion training, regular schedules, all that other kind of stuff. And then I guess just ending sort of philosophically, this was approved by our board, and we can't speak for them, but in general terms, you know, why did we go this way as a school system to allow sixth grade participation in sports?
Well, I think in general terms that the board felt like this is another opportunity for our sixth graders to be involved in their school, to make a contribution to the teams. And, you know, just another positive way for them to be involved in school. It's another reason for them to attend well and regularly. It's another reason for them to make good grades, because the coach is going to be checking their attendance and grades. So many times the sports is just as good for the kid as the kid is for the sport.
That's right. That's a good way to say that. And I want to thank you for being on today, Mr. Shepherd. You always do a good job. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. I want to encourage you to go out and support our teams in many, many ways, and our sixth graders that make teams. And as always, I want to wish everyone a safe day and a great day.